NFB Newsline, the great source for newspapers, magazines, and TV listings. There's no substitute for the newspaper. Television, radio, and the internet are all good sources of information, but nothing keeps us informed and educated quite like a local or national newspaper. Newspapers and magazines are the best source of in-depth news and analyses, and they are an unparalleled source of local and community information. During the week, I like to keep up on national and business news. On Friday, I check the weekend guide, and on Sunday, I enjoy sitting in my recliner with a cup of coffee reading the magazine section. But what does a blind or disabled person do? NFB Newsline, provided by the National Federation of the Blind, has solved this problem by making the power of newspapers available to the blind, the visually impaired, and other people with disabilities. If you can use a touch-tone phone, you can read the newspapers. The system will remember your identification codes after your first call. You have the option of setting up your favorites list, which allows easy access to the specific newspapers you want to read on a regular basis. NFB Newsline is the only news service that brings this breadth and depth of information to the blind and disabled community. Thousands of subscribers to NFB Newsline enjoy access to over 250 newspapers and magazines. The distinguished list of local and national newspapers includes the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Christian Science Monitor, the Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, USA Today, and many more. The magazines include all three AARP publications, The New Yorker, The Economist, and Diabetes Self-Management. Recent additions to the NFB Newsline are customized TV listings, UPI listings, plus hourly updates by the Associated Press nationally and in all 50 states. NFB Newsline puts all blind and visually impaired persons on a level playing field with their sighted peers. NFB Newsline subscribers follow their favorite sports teams wherever they're playing and keep up with national stories originating wherever they occur. They have access to dozens of perspectives on any particular issue. Whether it's news of distant places or right at home, important to all or only to your community, just pick up your telephone any time of day or night. Our free service has changed everything about how the blind are meeting challenges as professionals, community leaders, students, teachers, and parents. You may even choose to have your newspapers sent electronically to your email address. Want to learn how it works? All you'll need to read the newspapers is a touch-tone telephone. Now let's call NFB Newsline to read about national, international, sports events, and check out TV listings to see what movies are on this weekend.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors.
Once you've signed into NFB Newsline, it is easy to find and read a specific newspaper. You can choose from a list of your local newspapers, a list of your favorite newspapers, or a complete list of every publication in the system. Let's check the national news in USA Today.
Democratic candidates clash over votes on war funds. By Richard Wolf and Mark Nemet. Global trouble spots dominate second debate. Immigration, healthcare contentious issues. Goffstown, NH, the leading Democratic candidates for president tangled over the war in Iraq and the global war on terrorism Sunday in a debate marked by tough talk on foreign policy.
I've stored the New York Times in my list of favorite newspapers. Let's check the international page for world news.
New analysis Bush climate plan. Amid maze, some maybes by Andrew C. Revkin. President Bush's shift last week toward cutting worldwide emissions linked to global warming was greeted with widespread skepticism. But mixed in with the doubts was a substantial dose of support, albeit conditional. To some scientists, officials and experts immersed for years in troubled treaty talks under the United Nations.
Next, let's see how my team is doing by checking the sports page.
Coming up short, 10 of the Orioles' past 11 losses have been by 2 runs or fewer. Only 2 of their past 9 victories have been by 1 or 2 runs. A look at the Orioles' past 11 setbacks.
What's on TV? You can find out what's playing in your area through this customized service, which requires only your zip code, source of television, and time zone to set up. Once you're in, you can set up your favorite channels, as well as jump around to any channel, time, or date up to 2 weeks ahead. Let's see what movies are on my favorite channel tonight.
Channel 32, FX Networks Inc. On June 4, 2007, starting at 7:30 p.m. is The Italian Job. A master thief and his crew plan to steal back a fortune in gold bullion after they lose it to a double-crossing gang member. Duration 2 hours 30 minutes.
I wonder what meetings or events are happening at the library.
Technology/user group meeting scheduled for June 9. Technology user group, TUG, where? LBPH 415 Park Avenue, Baltimore, when? Saturday, June 9th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Topic: Demonstration of LBPH's new online book ordering service and adaptive workstations.
As you can see, it's easy to skip around through articles and newspapers to find information on all sorts of events and activities using NFB Newsline. It's available to subscribers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just imagine what you can learn about your particular areas of interest, as well as community-related events that serve the blindness community, and all with one telephone call. And best of all, this powerful information resource is available absolutely free. Let's listen to hear what some folks have to say about NFB Newsline in their own words. Judge David S. Tatel, D.C. Circuit Court judge appointed by President Clinton, served as director of the Office for Civil Rights at the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare in the Carter administration.
What I mostly like about Newsline is my ability to read it by myself. I can pick up the phone, dial the number, and read it when I want to. I don't have to depend on readers or anybody else. I can read the newspapers and the magazines I like when I want to. I think it's quite a wonderful service. I'm an avid newspaper reader, and I like to know what's going on. It's also terribly important for my work that I'm able to keep up to date on the newspapers. They play an important part in my life.
Laura Sloat, New York stockbroker with Lehman Brothers.
The major advantage of this service is giving the visual impaired person the same opportunity to read the news as anyone else, thus leveling the information playing field. In the investment business, which is all about information, this is a substantial help, and since it's by phone, it's totally portable.
Ben Versalone, high school senior about to graduate in New Jersey.
I really enjoy NFB Newsline because it makes much of the news world very accessible. I can also get Newsline articles from Bookshare.org. I can find local news, national news. When I become just a tad more independent and I want to go grocery shopping, I could easily find out what fruits and veggies and all that stuff are available. I was in a newspaper article a couple of months ago about skiing, which I love to do. Newsline, that's everybody's favorite thing. Keep up the good work.
Erica Costa, college-bound teenager in Massachusetts.
I typically read the Boston Globe. Typical sections I'll go to is sports or City Weekly or anything else if I'm really bored. The way I do it is I call in. It gives you a menu of where you want to go because there's newspapers, there's magazines. I just have to click on newspapers, and then it'll give you about 6 or 7 choices, and you just click on the newspaper you want. And then once you're in there, it'll give you the number to which topic you want. So you just click on that topic. You just, like, hit in the number you want. Like, say, sports is 27, so you just hit in 27, and it'll tell you how many articles are in that section. And it gives you the headline, and if you feel like you're not interested, you can just hit 3 to skip over it and just go to the next article. If I'm interested in the article, I let the phone read it to me. I like it because it reads me the newspaper, and I don't need to go find somebody else visually to do it. I'm an independent person, and I'd rather have a service read it to me than a sighted person. I don't use Newsline that much with school assignments. I use it more for pleasure and keeping up in the government, a lot of government stuff and what bills are being talked about. I'm into the Red Sox, so I'll listen to some of those. And I'll also listen to, like, Patriot articles. And sometimes college hockey I'll listen to, too. It depends. It gives you the newspapers, but it also has an option that you can find out what's on your television at different times. It'll go through your channels in a list. Everything on there is pretty easy and explanatory to use.
David D. Notaris, blind professional in New Jersey.
I've been using Newsline since 1995, and it's greatly enriched my life in so many ways, both personally and professionally. I recall when I didn't have access to information, and I would hear the newspaper delivery van or ride around, and I'd hear the papers landing on my neighbor's lawn, thinking, I wonder what information's in there that I'm not getting. And now, because of NFB Newsline, at 4 or 5 in the morning, I could listen to the front page of the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times before my neighbor even gets his delivered. I love being up to date and current, it's even created opportunities for me. I recall one day I was reading the Sunday New York Times. I was sitting outside on my back deck drinking some coffee, and there was an article in the New York Times New Jersey section about one of the commissioners of the Department of Human Services, and it was a really good article, and it talked about how he was working with different agencies, and a few days later, I happened to be in a meeting, and there he was, and I was introduced to him, and I said, "Hey, I happened to listen to that article about you in the New York Times, and I didn't know this about you or that about you." And he said, "Wow, you read that article?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "How did you read it?" And I grabbed my cell phone, and I showed him how I accessed the newspapers and Newsline. He said, "Wow, that's great." And it created opportunities for me where I received the opportunity to attend different meetings and trainings and seminars because I had access to information, and I truly believe that access equals success. And when we can help people, we can help students or clients or our parents or family members access the same information as their sighted classmates or coworkers or neighbors, and they can have the same quality of life and have the same opportunities. I really enjoy Newsline. I think personally at how much I enjoy Newsline, and Newsline just enriched my life personally and professionally. It keeps me up to date and current, and I hope you enjoy Newsline as much as I have. It's greatly enriched my life, and I believe it'll enrich yours.
Kirk Harmon, blind veteran and senior advocate in Florida.
I'm very passionate about Newsline. It's just a wonderful service. Through my experience with senior advocacy and my fellow veterans, I've found that, just like myself, losing the capability to be able to read again for people who really enjoy reading, and especially newspapers, it's turned a lot of lives around just from having that independence back. And I just really am an advocate for Newsline. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful service that the NFB provides for everybody who's disabled or unable to read print, not just the blind. But also, it's bigger than that, because once people realize they can get their independence at home and find out what's on TV on their own, they tend to get a little peppier in their step, and they want to find out what else the NFB or the blind community has to offer them to be able to fulfill the rest of their life in an independent manner. So it's just a terrific service, I think.
It couldn't be easier to become an NFB Newsline subscriber. You can sign up through your state's Talking Book Library or by calling the National Federation of the Blind at 866-504-7300 or visiting our website at www.nfbnewsline.org. We hope that before long, you too will be part of the NFB Newsline community, where you can read any paper, anytime, anywhere.